jack-o'-lanterns were out before they went to bed. Worst of all, the jack-o'-lantern was grinning and leering and laughing at Mason. Mason took a step backward, horrified.
Who are you? He stammered.
I am Jack, said the jack-o'-lantern in a loud, frightening growl.
I'm getting my parents, declared Mason.
But Jack blocked him from leaving the room. Mason trembled from head to toe.
How can you move? He asked. And speak? And how did you grow?
It's Halloween now, and anything can happen, snarled Jack. Now, are you going to tell me you're sorry?
Sorry? Mason spluttered. For what?
For calling me ugly, Jack roared.
Mason was surprised his parents weren't waking up, what with all the noise.
Oh, said Mason, I'm sorry, Jack. Really, I am. I'll never call you or anybody else ugly as long as I live.
The next thing Mason knew, he was waking up in his bed on a bright, sunshiny Halloween morning. Phew, he thought. All that jack-o'-lantern stuff was just a crazy nightmare. But when he opened his bedroom door, his jack-o'-lantern was sitting there in the hallway, normal-sized and not lit up or moving or laughing. It was as lifeless as it had been the night before. Even so, Jack felt his knees buckle. Somehow, he had the feeling that he may not have had a nightmare after all. Just for fun activity. Make a jack-o'-lantern that will last all year. You will need an empty clean milk carton, scissors or knife, to be used by adults only, battery-operated candle, orange paint, black construction paper, glue, green ribbon or green pipe cleaners. Have an adult cut a small hole in the back of an empty clean milk carton, large enough for a small battery-operated candle to be squeezed inside. Paint a thin coat of orange paint over the entire milk carton. You may need to paint two coats in order for the orange to show up. Cut out jack-o'-lantern eyes, nose, and mouth from black construction paper. When the paint has dried, glue them on the front of the milk carton. Wrap green ribbon or pipe cleaner around the milk carton lid for a pumpkin vine. You can even add an artificial leaf or two. Turn on your battery-operated candle and put it inside the milk carton. Now you have a jack-o'-lantern friend that will never rot or come to life. My substitute teacher is a witch.
Class, Principal Englewood announced from the front of the room. I'm sorry to say this, but Mrs. Tucker came down with a terrible case of food poisoning over the weekend, so you will have a substitute teacher for the week. Her name is Miss Blackthorne, and I am trusting you will all treat her with respect.
Savannah and her classmates groaned. They loved Mrs. Tucker, and having substitutes was no fun.
Class, began the principal disapprovingly, that...
But before she could finish her sentence, a dark shadow fell across the room. A tall, thin woman, dressed all in purple and black, stepped into the classroom. She had long, ratty gray hair, a large wart on her nose, and big, bulgy eyes. When she opened her mouth to speak, all the kids in the room could see that her teeth were as crooked as a broken-down fence.
That is enough,
she commanded in a loud, pinched voice that sent shivers down Savannah's spine.
There will be no groaning, no complaining, and no back-talk in this classroom.